20 minutes past five. Farmers love rain. They certainly hate it when there isn't enough or much of it about. But it's rained, and it's rained incredibly hard, not just in Gauteng, where we're based, but also in key areas where South Africa's farmers grow grain, the Western and Eastern Free State, the Northwest Province, and other parts of the country as well. So to look at whether we may well be facing a problem, we're joined now by Dr. Pieter Taljaard, who is the CEO of Grain SA. Dr. Taljaard, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. Have we reached a point yet where farmers are saying we're in trouble, or are they looking at the skies and praying for sun?
Yes, good afternoon, and good afternoon, listeners. I think we have been blessed with a lot of rain, and over the past weekend, and so throughout the country, we have seen a lot of sunshine, which is excellent for farmers. And I don't think we are in trouble. I'm confident that we will most likely not have any trouble in terms of food shortages. So, we're looking forward to a good crop, good summer crop. We experienced very similar situations in the Western Cape with the winter crop that we passed, and farmers are very happy. They feel very blessed, and they are very thankful for the crop that they have harvested.
So, of course, us in the cities are at the receiving end of crop numbers, milling costs, and ultimately price in the goods that we buy. I know that that's not something under your direct control, but if everything proceeds as well as you seem to believe it will go, is there a strong case for some sort of stability in prices that are of foods that are grain based?
I'm sure. I'm sure we will have sufficient local supply. At this stage, we are still exporting maize, and we are looking at a good season. Many areas are reporting that they are experiencing very good situations. Well, it's still a long time to go to harvest, and anything can still change. But over the weekend, we received reports that farmers said, well, in a week or so, we would love to see more rain again. So, weather changed quickly. Sunshine does a lot, and I think we're looking forward. One of the key things, however, is that the input price due to local energy crises and other shortages,
yes,
specifically with regard to fertilizer, is a concerning issue. Fertilizer prices locally have skyrocketed on the back of international prices, and that's really putting our farmers' profitability under pressure. But yeah, we open in a globalized market. We are linked to what's happening with grains internationally, in very similar to other commodities. And I think we will have stability. As I said earlier, I'm confident that,
yes,
it's unlikely that we will see shortages in South Africa in the next season or so.
When one looks at rain, it's partly volume, but it's also timing. Has the rain over this growing season come at the right times?
Well, typically in the central parts of South Africa, what we refer to as a midsummer drought, which is your early first part of January, we receive drier periods. And this year, as well as the previous year, we haven't seen that occur. So it's perfect timing. A lot of the lands in the central part of South Africa can store a significant amount of water. And the soil profiles are full of moisture, and the crop is there. It looks excellent. So farmers are doing whatever they can, and we're looking forward to the season. But I mean, it's much better current situation compared to 4 or 5 years back where we had absolute drought.
Yes.
So yes, there's a lot of damage. I can't beat around the bush for that. Farmers are really specifically in the Wesselsbron, Hoopstad, Botterville, Allan Ridge area.
Yes.
They have seen a lot of hardship, a lot of damage to their crops. There would have been much more grain in that area, but a significant portion of their fields have been damaged permanently for the summer crop. And I think farmers are making plans. They are known for making plans. They will,
yes,
they will most likely plant some wheat and in the winter and so forth. And but I must say, kudos to the farmer, really speaking to them. They are still keeping their heads high, have,
yes,
a good spirit, and just looking at plans to get through the season and just survive and plant the next crop. That's what farmers are.
Dr. Pieter Taljaard, CEO of Grain SA. You're listening to 702 Drive. Anyone involved in maize farming. How's this rainy season been for you? Or not just maize farming, but any kind of agricultural production that's dependent on fields and rain and seeds. Give us a call. Tell us how you've been getting through this patch.